We're asking you to call in your odd or awesome proposal or how we met stories. Sarah in Orange.
Hey.
Oh,
my God. Are you being attacked?
God, hang on.
How's it going? I've never been on the radio before, so I'm a little excited.
Oh, good for you.
Are you actually in the radio right now?
Welcome. Yeah, you're with friends.
Yes.
I'm in the car.
All right, cool.
Okay. That counts.
Well, I got a real clear signal. Got a clear signal, boy, I tell you.
So what's your story?
Yeah. I get told all the time I have a voice for radio, so.
You don't.
So I was in high school.
I'm kidding.
I was in high school in 1999.
Right, high school.
And I had a friend in a band. And, you know, that was the AOL and AOL Instant Messenger days. So if you, depending on what kind of music you had listed in your profile, you know, they would just invite people to come to all the local shows.
Right.
Like the TuneIn. And this place was called Club 141. It was in the Woodmont part of Milford. So I went there with my boyfriend and met a group of friends. And when I met Frank that day, I just knew he was different from any other. And we ended up hanging out the whole night. And, you know, we were together just a couple weeks later at a Slipknot show.
Oh. He was different. He was vertical. This was horizontal. He was still standing.
Yeah.
Wow. Who knew AOL brought so many people together?
Seriously.
We were just talking about it during the song because the last person had that, like a similar deal.
Yeah.
We were like, has AOL, when was that, 20 years? We got here 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It was long dead before then.
Right.
So it's a long time ago.
Well, apparently in 1999, they were still using it.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved, I missed the 104 Fest and the big day off
that they used to have
at the Meadows.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kidding.
You know
when
you
I say
called,
hate.
Right?
Yeah.
A little further down, yes.
You really need to start working on lowering that demographic. You know what I mean? I remember I used my Morse code to find my boyfriend.
I was doing Chinese arithmetic.
By the way, did anyone else catch that she went there with one guy and then left him for Frank?
Yeah, I did get that.
Yeah.
The other guy was not very nice.
Oh, okay. So,
all right.
Well, you have a voice for hearing aids.
You deserved it.
Yeah. No. Thank you, Sarah. Nice job.
Right.
Yeah. Good job.
And I'm even still friends with the guy Daryl that had the band Headstrong. I have all the old posters. Right. Like.
Oh wow.
Do you stand by the speakers
thanks,
by
guys.
Chance?
All right. Thank you. All right, it's her first time calling it.
Yes.
She's excited.
Very excited.
But it does sound like she works like in a machine shop or something.
Right.
Yeah.
It's your
first time calling here, but she obviously deals with other radio stations.
I think I overreacted to the 104 comment.
No.
I screamed, I hate you.
No. It was a knee-jerk reaction.
I kid.
It happened.
No, you hate her for a different reason.
It's called goofy.
No, she's great.
Yeah, no. She's
this wonderful. Is all good.
Right. I hope her and not Frank are happy or whatever. Frank, whichever one it was.
Brian and Nugatuck.
Good Darryl listening skills.
Yes.
What? Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
I don't know yet.
What do you got?
What?
Okay, so let me start by saying I met my wife on AOL.
Jeez! What the hell?
No way.
AOL?
No way.
Yep. In the Connecticut chat room, she said hello to me. I looked at her profile, and she had all these Pittsburgh Penguins, Jaromir Jagr listed, and I'm a diehard Bruins fan.
Oh, nice.
So I sent her an instant message that said, Penguins, Jagr. I said, you suck. And she said, drop the gloves, Cookie. And it was like, we took off.
That's it!
Wow.
That's love. That's a movie.
You had me at the threat of a fist fight.
Yes.
That sounds like a bedroom scene. Drop the gloves, Cookie.
That's awesome, though.
That's a badass woman. You know you got the right woman then.
Right. Or you stay away from her because she's a badass.
Oh, that's tremendous.
Wow.
So I need to fast forward, though. So, of course, we talk on AOL, and like you said, warning, don't meet people. You know, back then, people were really dumb, you know, meeting people.
Yeah.
So she met me. We met in a parking lot. We got together. I said, hey, do you want to just go somewhere public? Long story short, she's like, I'll go for a drive. She got in my car. We just drove around the valley, drove around, like, you know, the riverfront. It got night. I drove her up this dark road and told a story that I wasn't even thinking about. A woman had gotten stabbed 39 times and got thrown out of the car.
And then she pulled your shirt over your head.
Yeah, you're not even thinking about it. You're like, hey, you know this road? Yeah.
Right, right. Then she pulled your shirt over your head, so I punched you.
Yeah. But needless to say, a month later, she thought I was the one that, you know, killed her and, you know, I was going to do it to her. And I'm like, really? I didn't even think of that.
Wow. Yeah.
And are you guys still together?
We're still together.
Nice. Yeah, she's scared to leave.
She's afraid to split.
I had no idea AOL brought so many people together.
It was a meat market. Who knew?
But that's awesome, though.
I was shocked when I heard the first caller. I said, oh, my God, another AOL. And then the second one, I was like, wow, I hope they pick me up because now I'm three.
Wow.
Three in a row.
In a row, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
Drop the gloves, cookie.
Drop the gloves, cookie.
Wow.
I got to write that down. It's going to be my line now.
Exactly. Drop the gloves, cookie.
People call up. And
right. But don't say that at a bakery to a woman.
Yeah. A doctor drop the gloves, cookie.
Drop the cookie gloves.
Doctor say, drop your shorts, cookie.
Casey in Wallingford.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, what do you got, brother?
What's your AOL story?
So, I'm not going to lie. I'm a bit too young to actually have ever been on AOL, but I got my proposal story from earlier this year.
Great.
Tell it. Like 2023 year, so that's not a lot of time.
So like last month.
Sorry, 2020. It was 2022, late 2022.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, I thought it was a good proposal, but ultimately the two of you will be the judge of if it was or not.
Oh, great.
How old are you?
Can't wait to hear it.
I am 26.
Okay, and how long have you been dating this woman?
A little over 3 years.
Okay. All right, this all plays in. Go ahead.
All right, great. So every single year since we've been dating in the fall, we go apple picking over at Bishop's Orchard in Guilford. It's a yearly tradition for us. And so
apple picking.
This was the year I decided I did
you
want to
love
load.
Her.
You must, because
you love her.
The most boring thing on the face of the earth.
You could, like Florentine said, you can go to the store and just buy them.
Exactly.
Why Casey, pick everybody them? Started shaking their head immediately when you said that.
Even picking when the store sucks.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, and I mean, in the end, too, like, we never end up actually eating much of the apples. Like, we pick them all. Oh, we'll do this and we'll do that. They just go to waste.
They rot again.
Yeah. You're going to make apple pie. Yeah. You're going to, right. None of it happens.
You're just coming to a car, cut you off. Yeah.
But back to the story. So this is the year I decided I was going to propose. What ended up happening was I decided to hire a photographer who was actually going to be posing as a photographer for the orchard.
Nice.
So I called ahead, got permission from the orchard to make this happen. So at some point, you know, slightly, I'm texting every so often with the photographer, letting them know where we are in the orchard apple picking. And eventually they come up to us and say, oh, hey, like, we work for the orchard. Would you mind if we grabbed a few pictures of the two of you? And so, you know, my fiance and I were like, oh, yeah, sure. Why not? We'll go for it. So they took a few pictures. And then at one point they ask my fiance, hey, would you mind, like, you know, reaching up into that apple tree and we'll take, like, an action picture of it? And so that was my cue. Once she turns around and starts reaching up and towards the tree, I dropped down onto one knee, pulled the ring out, and then when she turned around, there I was. And we both cried, and she said yes.
She didn't see.
That's a 10.
Yep, she didn't see you, fell over you, hurt herself. Ah.
Or he cried because his knee hit an apple. That hurts a lot.
Oh, my God. I found an acorn. Ah! Ah! Don't be such a baby.
That's a great job, man.
Solid 10.
Great job.
Yeah. Solid 10.
Yes.
All the detail was awesome. Getting the photographer, blending him in. That's awesome.
You love us to the core. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
AJ's trying to ruin it. Have you set a date yet?
Yeah, we're getting married in, I believe, June 7th, 2024.
Great. Great.
At the orchard?
The same spot. He's the same photographer.
That's great. I love it.
Good for you guys.
Well planned.
Hey, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, man.
No wedding cake, just apple pie.
Right. Imagine that. No.
Wow, that's
apple
really,
crisp. Apple crisp.
That's really well thought out.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm.
The photographer part of it.
Right.
And I like he was humble. He's like, you guys might not like this story. It's like, who's not going to like that story? That was a dope story.
I left it open. If you raised the bar, then...
No, he did great with it. He did.
I thought it was like the ring in the tree. Like, she reached up and there's a ring in the tree.
or you cut the apple and you stick it in the apple and say, here, hon.
You almost killed me, you bastard. Yeah.
Or you wait till the end. She's like, nah, I'm holding too many apples. I don't know. I don't have anywhere to put these.
Right. Oh, that could have went wrong.
Oh, I went on one day ever to apple orchard. That went wrong.
The bees.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, the yellow jackets.
Yeah.
The a-holes and wings. Yep.
These are pretty good.
I went on a date where me and my kids came with the woman I was on a date and her kid. And I didn't know the kid, and he was kind of like rambunctious. So we're going through the orchards, and this kid's just
taking. Is that a nice word for a nightmare?
He's just taking apples and then firing them over the orchards and almost hitting other people.
Oh,
so,
great.
So I'm looking like at her like, hey, stop that, whatever. And
at one
point we hear, ah, my baby. So I run over there. And I see that, and then she's, like, worried, and you know, the kid's, like, flipping out. So I said, I got it. My kids were laughing. I just went, are you guys okay? They got us, too. And I was holding my head like I got hit.
Right.
And they're like, oh, we got to find this guy.
Like you're a hero.
Nice. Yeah, so nice. And then I told the lady, we can't see each other.
Irene on the road.
When my husband and I were dating, we went to an event hosted by a radio show. And we were talking with the DJ, having some drinks. And at the time, my husband
Which radio show?
Since you mentioned it now.
Not my favorite station, so, you know.
Thank you.
It was like Midget Wrestling or a Green Day cover band. It was something really random that we were at.
Little Person Wrestling, yes.
One of those two.
Yes, Little Person Wrestling.
One of those.
Right.
Dwarf gotcha.
So
yes.
Not a lot of people.
Right.
You know, so we're hanging out with the DJ, and my husband has this, like, crazy Fu Manchu. Like, it's just really grown in and really unique looking.
I like how you used the word unique.
Unique, yes.
Unique.
A few weeks later, we went to go see our favorite band at the Webster, and after the show, we noticed there was this meet and greet with the band, but we hadn't won tickets, but the same DJ was there. My husband's like, oh, man, he's had quite a few drinks tonight, so let me see if we can sneak into this meet and greet. So he goes
I love that the DJ's drunk at this thing.
Right.
Hey, you remember me? It's Fu Manchu.
Right.
Hey.
Right. Oh, yeah. He won tickets.
I'm guessing it's part of the ruse.
What right. show is this, your favorite band?
It was the Airborne Toxic event.
Oh, cool.
Huh.
so that's exactly what happened. He's like, hey, remember me, the Fu Manchu guy? You totally gave us tickets to this. He's like, I don't think so. He's like, dude, yes, we were hanging out. We totally got into this. So we kind of fooled him, and he let us in. So everyone, like, gets their autographs and leaves, and we stick around. We're the only ones. So we're hanging out with the band for, like, an hour. My husband's, like, bonding with the lead singer about being on the road. He was
Fu
in the
Navy,
and they're having it heart-to-heart. Yeah, bonding over Fu Manchu's, and, you know, we talked to him for a while. So then, you know, fast forward a few months. He wants to propose, and he wants to do it at one of their concerts. So he writes them this huge heartfelt letter. Remember, we met. I had the Fu Manchu. We had that heart-to-heart, you know. And he asked them to play this very specific song that they don't play hardly ever. And they never wrote back. Silent. So we go to the show. This is probably like 8 months later or a year later after he had met them. He has the ring. He has no idea if they're going to play the song. He never heard from them. But, you know, about four songs from the end, they play it, and, you know, he kind of starts dancing with me. I'm like, this is weird. What are you doing? you know, we're at a show, and then he gets down on one knee and proposes, and then right after the band said, I think someone just got engaged. So it was pretty awesome.
That's very cool.
That's cool.
This is for you, Fu. And you. Yeah.
No, you turned your passion, this band and your love of music, into your proposal.
Right.
I love when that intertwined the...
Right. And took advantage of a drunk DJ.
Yes. That was our first dance song. And then this year... and then, that was our first dance song. And then this year, we're married 10 years, so...
Oh, that's awesome.
Congratulations.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did he say, will you marry me, or will you, I Fu Man choose you?
Right.
Well, funny thing is, a few months before the show, he fake proposed, which we still have words about sometimes.
Even 10 years later, really?
Yeah, and so when he actually proposed, I was like, oh, get up, that's not funny.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I kicked him in the face.
And
ran the mosh pit. Right.
He's like, no.
No, I mean it this time.
I got a ring this time. Like, look.
That's a great story. Thank you. Thank you, Irene, and welcome.
Yes.
Call more often.
Yeah, please do. Concert. How'd
no, it's
hear?
Great.
How'd they hear?
No,
I said
great.
I want you to marry me!
Can you imagine being in a band? You get this stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, can you...
No.
Do shout out. No, we're doing a show for like
Okay, yeah.
Thousands of people.
Not about you. It's not about you.
It's not an audience of one here.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty cool. The band
speak
did that.
To our manager, man.
Craig and Wallingford.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Hey, Craig.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Good. What's your story?
I got one for you for the books.
Oh, for the books.
27 nice. Years ago, met my wife at a Melissa Etheridge concert.
Okay.
Exactly. Thank you, Phil. I appreciate that.
That was a feat right there.
Did you come through her window?
Right.
Well, I met her through a friend. She took me to the concert, met her, fell head over heels. She always called me her Prince Charming. So when I decided to propose, I rented a white horse. I took riding lessons. I rented a Prince Charming outfit from the white tights to the purple hat
Dude.
To the vest.
Cod piece, the whole nine yards.
She was a She was a student at Southern. I got permission from them, let them know what I was going to do. They assigned me a cop for the day. They made this big production out of it. Wow. I rode across the campus to Southern on a white horse. As she was getting out of class, she had no idea. One of her friends was in on it. There was hundreds of people around.
Yeah.
I rode up on my horse, got down on one knee and proposed in front of hundreds of people. It got picked up by the local news, including you guys. The two before you made fun of me for days afterwards.
It got picked up by the...
Oh, yeah.
See, we
they laid
done
into
that.
Me right, for no. days.